Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, yesterday after the show, I had this picture of me and Rick Springfield backstage, and you know, I had a conversation with him, and then my social media director Karen Groh was going to do a picture. She said, "Okay, you guys, let's do a quick pic." And after the conversation, I happened that we were talking, and I mean, like for the picture, Rick grabs me around the neck and like just pulls me right to him. Look at my face in the picture. I'm a little surprised, but I posted it as an endearing moment with Rick Springfield after the show. And that's posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. It might also be on the Instagram account as well. It has received over 75,000 views and 625 interactions. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just a picture. But it's interesting. But yeah, it was... Look, it was I had a great conversation. I mean, again, as I said, you know, Monday. Was that yesterday? God, it seems like it was Tuesday. It was Wednesday already. Okay. Yeah, on Monday, after going to the show in Goshen, Mississippi, I just said how great he is. At 75 years old, I mean, the guy's at the top of his game. I mean, it's really unbelievable, but it's great inspiration, especially for you Xers and millennials and Zoomers. Man, you know, you can be kicking ass later in life. You don't have to be depressed about, you know, getting older. You know, you get to be 50, 60. Man, don't worry about it because, like, Rick Springfield is in great shape, looks great, kicking it at 75 years old. And it's was cool. I enjoy my conversations with him the many times that we've talked. But anyway, I posted that picture there. And it was kind of funny to see my face. Take a look at my face in that picture. I was a little surprised. But anyway, it was fun. And it meant that he was just having fun with me by pulling me closer. You know, we put in a call to the mayor of Goshen, Mississippi, because I wanted to talk to the mayor and just say how much I enjoyed that venue. It's called the Sound Amphitheater in Goshen, Mississippi. It's the second Goshen, Mississippi exit off the interstate. And Goshen is between Biloxi and Pascagoula. And it's a great venue, and I just wanted to tell him how great it was. But, you know, we put in a call and haven't heard back from him at all. So, look, before we move on, we're going to get to your calls and text messages. But I want to just talk for a moment about the last caller we had, Nate, who was really, really angry. And I'm not going to beat up on Nate, but Nate was just bashing me and yelling about how I'm talking down to him, making him feel like he's retarded. Which, of course, is never my intent, but I'm trying to set the record straight on these chemtrails and this conspiracy theory. And we're talking about this because there is a representative, a Louisiana representative, who is sponsoring a bill that would ban chemtrails. Well, the chemtrails that these conspiracy theorists are worried about don't happen. They're non-existent. It's con trails, condensation trails. It's when the hot air from the engine hits the cold air at higher altitudes. You get this vapor. It's not some kind of malicious smoke or exhaust that's spreading chemicals all over this country. Ian said that Pierre, a regular caller that we have from Metairie, called back. He called on the show to talk about it, but he called back and he said, tell this to Scoot. And Pierre makes a great point. If these things are over the United States, you know, these jets are at like 30,000 plus feet. They're over 30,000 feet in the air. Whatever comes out of their engines is not going to land in the United States. I mean, it's going to land in some faraway land or over the ocean. I mean, you know, it's not like a crop duster, like is dusting right over the crop. So the fear over chemtrails is ridiculous. And then Nate is talking about all these things that he's seen and read and heard, and he was really animated and really, really pissed off at me. Nate, if you're still listening, dude, you know, you may not have a smartphone. You may be on the internet twice a week. I don't know where you're getting your information, but you seem to have a lot of information. But yet, Nate could not name one source where he got his information. But he's sure that chemtrails exist. We're not talking about cloud seeding. Cloud seeding's been around forever. The chemtrail conspiracy theory is that there is some kind of chemical that is affecting the American population that is a plot from the government to do something to the American people. I'm not exactly sure what, but it's essentially poisoning the American people or affecting our behavior because of the chemicals that are coming out of these jets. Well, again, as Pierre points out, this stuff is in the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, and it's from the jet stream. It's going to be taken all over the place. It's not going to fall right on us. But I just Googled, are chemtrails real? And one after another, chemtrails debunked. Chemtrail conspiracy theory. You can find, look, as I have said, you can find information on the internet to support anything you want to believe. But that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it true. And the legitimate information supports what we talk about on this show because we focus on the truth. Chemtrails are nothing to be feared because they're not chemtrails. They're contrails. It's condensation. And I tell Nate and I tell all of you who are worried about this to stop worrying about it. I think people like Nate get so wrapped up in believing something that they can't reconcile the truth. If it's not what they believe, they're so into what they believe, they're so passionate about what they believe, that they can't reconcile being told that they're wrong. And everybody's not right about everything, but we're just trying to set the record straight here. You know, we're not talking about creating a cloud and rain. We're talking about the chemtrail conspiracy theories. And it's based on the idea that there's poison out there and that the American government is poisoning us with these chemtrails. And that's simply not true. And again, this legislator in Baton Rouge who has this idea that these chemtrails are dangerous to us in Louisiana, there's no way that what is falling, that's coming out of these jets is going to fall on Louisiana anyway. And you know, she's arguing that this is a danger, but she doesn't have any information. She doesn't have information to support what she's claiming. This is laughable. And it's just so easy to be honest and tell the truth. But if people have invested in believing something and they passionately believe it, and you tell them the truth and you let them know that they're wrong, a lot of people can't deal with that because it makes them feel badly about themselves. And nobody should feel that way. Man, take the knowledge as something that's positive and move on with your life. And I think, my God, if I'm so worried about chemtrails and all of a sudden this guy on the radio explains, I don't have to worry about this anymore because again, what I'm saying is true. And you can look it up yourself. I would be relieved. Oh my God, I don't have to worry about chemtrails anymore. I can worry about other stuff. So anyway. All right, let's get to a few calls. Jerry is in Gaucher. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Scoot, didn't you, at the beginning of your program, weren't you talking about a stamp?
Yeah, well, I talked about, at one point we talked about, it was on this day. Let me get the specific date here. I've got this here. My papers get so screwed up here. On this day in 1992, the U.S. Post Office decided that they were going to do an Elvis stamp. And then there was the argument about young Elvis or old Elvis.
Okay. I wanted to let you know that I'm 85,
okay.
Marine veteran. But when I was just a young boy, after the war, they made stamps out of, let's see.
That's okay. Take your time.
Oh, gosh.
I couldn't tell you. Well, what was your what was going to be your point?
The stamp. It was Flags of Our Fathers was the name of the movie, and also about one of the battles we had in World War II on the island.
You talking about Iwo Jima?
They made a stamp for that.
Okay.
And my mother later in life, she had several of them, but then as she got older, she lost them. But, man, if you still had one of those Iwo Jima stamps right now, you would have some money.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. And, man, people collect stamps. There's even a name for that. I don't remember what it is. But, people collect stamps and make money selling the stamps and collecting other stamps.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah,
I wish I had several of them.
Yeah, well, Jerry, I was in your city Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I was 1 mile north of you.
Oh wow! Yeah, I should have come by to say hi.
Yeah, I just live 1 mile north of that stadium where you. Yeah. You saw that Springsteen, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jerry, Willie Nelson was there. I missed that, but that had to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks a lot.
All right, Jerry, I'm glad you called, and thanks for listening in. Go Shea. All right, let's go to Tony in Metairie. Tony, you're on WWL. Hello, Tony. All right, we'll check back with Tony. Right, we're going to get back to some of your text messages when we come back. We have also been talking about Elon Musk just really turning on Donald Trump. I mean, he's bashing this big, beautiful bill, and he's telling any of you who vote, do not vote for any politician. It's across America. Don't vote for any of the politicians that vote for the budget, Donald Trump's budget, because it is a betrayal of the American people. Well, there are reasons that Elon Musk is pissed at Trump, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying that she wishes she would have read the bill before she voted for it. She's admitting she didn't read the bill. She voted for it. Look, Democrats and Republicans do this. They vote for this crap, and they don't even read it first. And she says she found out that there was something in it. It's page 278 and 279, where it says states will lose the right to make laws or to regulate AI for 10 years. She said, if I would have known that was in it, I wouldn't have voted for it. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, what the hell were you doing? Why didn't you read it before you voted for it? Oh, I guess because she's caught in the conservative media echo chamber. And she was told it was okay. Trump said it's okay. And nobody has had their lips planted on Trump's butt more than Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, maybe there are others that are equal to her, but she's had him firmly planted on his butt for a long time. So, you know, kind of surprised to hear that she says she would not have voted for it if she would have known what was in it. All right. It's June the 4th. This is the beginning of Gay Pride Month. And I think it's really sad that corporations have decided that they're not, some corporations have decided they're not going to sponsor gay pride events out of fear of backlash. Why would anybody hold a company accountable for sponsoring a gay pride event? You don't have to go to the event. the event's not coming to your front door. It's not going to be in your neighborhood. Why would you worry about a gay pride event? Why would you worry if a company wants to attract members of the gay population? Why do you care if people are gay? I mean, nobody can really, I mean, people answer this question in just really stupid ways by, you know, they're sinning. Well, you know, you're a sinner too. And it just, it's sad to me that in 2025, we're still even talking about this. And then the number of people that think that they're bashing me by, you know, saying I'm gay or making references to my age. Or let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. You'd be lucky to look the way I look at your age. Okay? You can criticize all you want. I am damn happy with who I am. I feel great, and I am loving life. And I have a great life, too. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On WWL. Yeah, I love this song. This is the song Uneasy Rider on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. Charlie Daniels released this song on this day in 1973. Listen to the lyrics. It's about prejudice in the South. Prejudice against hippies. Well, you kind of get it. You don't care to play the whole thing, but it's Uneasy Rider by the Charlie Daniels Band. It was a fun song. Just sort of painting the picture of the American South. At the movie Uneasy, or the end of the movie Uneasy Rider with Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper, how they were killed by people in Louisiana because they had long hair. I mean, really, that was the prejudice against hippies and people with long hair. It's amazing back in the 60s how ignorant people were. And if you had long hair, they judged you, and in some cases they wanted to either beat you up or kill you because you had long hair. I thought we would be over that kind of judgment, but apparently we're not. Hey, there's a guy, Wayne Johnson, who posts occasionally on the SOTA Facebook page. And he is a. I posted the picture of Rick Springfield, and I guess this guy is just angry and jealous of Rick Springfield and me and hates me. He went through and dug through pictures from the past and posted a picture of me when I was in the in intensive care at the hospital, the University Medical Center, after a motorcycle hit me. I almost died. And it's just a picture of my bloodied face. And so I'm going to have to block Wayne Johnson. I mean, you know, guys like that, people like that don't deserve to be on the website. So Wayne, your ass is done. And I know it's not a big deal, but, you know, you can't, you know, you just don't deserve it. So, you know, you're done. If you disagree with me, that's okay. But just to be ugly, we don't have to tolerate that. I don't have to tolerate that, so just easy to block you. All right, let's go to Tony in Metairie. Tony, you're on WWL.
Yes, hi, Scoot.
Hey, Tony.
Hello. So, I'm a veteran. I want to talk about D-Day some.
Okay.
Of course, D-Day, Friday is the anniversary of D-Day.
And, you know, we will be talking about that.
Good. So, D-Day, the invasion, the bravery of the soldiers, it marked the beginning of the end of fascism in Europe.
That's right.
On Friday, on D-Day anniversary, we got to face the fact that that generation defeated fascism in Europe, and now we're facing a rising fascism right here at home.
Yes, we are.
So the Trump administration, by its actions, what it's done so far is aiming us away from democracy and toward an authoritarian, and we got to call it a fascist model of governing.
Yeah.
You know, precursors to fascism in Europe were intentionally hateful rhetoric toward what the enemy, quote, enemies of the state. And today, I mean, in the 30s and 40s, the enemies of the state were Jews. Today, the enemies of the state that Trump is encouraging us to target are immigrants who are smeared with, you know, big broad brush as violent criminals and gang members. So in Germany, the regime targeted the press, shut down the press, encouraged gangs to go and burn down buildings or where the newspapers were that disagreed with Hitler. The most serious thing I think that's going on is the dismantling of the rule of law here.
Yeah.
In 1933, Hitler was elected chancellor, and he immediately tried to consolidate power under him. What do we see today? President Trump is seeking to concentrate power by defying court orders that he doesn't like. He has usurped power that was delegated to Congress. Unbelievably, when asked if he was bound by the Constitution, he said, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Trump is not Hitler, but we've got to remember D-Day, and we've got to confront and understand the reality that he is aiming us in that direction. So we need to ask ourselves, do the president's actions more closely resemble the fascist Third Reich in Germany, or do they more closely resemble 249 years of American democracy?
Well, they certainly don't reflect the physical manifestation of Hitler's mentality, but they reflect maybe in some ways the emotional mentality of a fascist or of a dictator. And you're right with much of what you say, and I think we are prepared in this country. We have been prepared for attacks from the outside. We're not so prepared for attacks from within, but I think that's something that we need to think about. We will be talking about D-Day on Friday, Tony, and thank you for your service to our country. I appreciate the call. Eric is in Ocean Springs. Hey, Eric, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know what's amazing is that the baby boomer generation is that they don't fell off a cliff or something. You know, we were raised in, you know, fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers he didn't even condone this type of behavior, even this kind of talk, with gay pride. And the baby boomers slipped around, and now they're agreeing with everything, you know, that's going against what the word of God says. Call evil good and good evil. No man ever born will be born to fix this problem. Now, the guy talking about the climate change earlier, www.forbes.com, Business Energy. You can find that January 11, 2021. Now, I've registered myself with Bill Gates. It's financially backing the development of sun-dimming technology that will potentially reflect sunlight out of the Earth's atmosphere, potentially bring a cooling and weather climate. Everybody's playing guard now. And in California, Universal Studios, Mexico, California, State, where my family lived, they had these tools. They show you these weather-making machines. You know, some of these movie sets you can see, it's raining. And in New York, back in the 70s, they used to make artificial snow in certain areas of the city where it was snow over there, artificial snow. So we see right now where the devil has taken control of the social media, taken control of the networks, and guys like you who condone this type of stuff, not giving the guy a chance to reflect on what he's actually saying is true. This technology and the people playing guard now. And if I have to walk outside my house right now where I live in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, with no clothes on, I get arrested. A gay pride, oh, it's fine. Would you bring your grandkids or great grandkids to a gay pride? Hell no, I wouldn't. For what?
Yeah, I would.
He's a man, next first individual, men with men, women with women. That's an abomination. The Bible says that's a stinking God's nothing. Baby boomers have forgotten about God.
Okay. All right. Well, Eric, listen, appreciate the fact that you're listening to our show, and I hope you have a great afternoon. All right. I guess we need to get to some text messages.
Oh,
you want to get to some text messages now?
No, let's take a break and then
come
back.
Okay, we'll take a break a little bit early. Also, I want to just tell you briefly about why Elon Musk is so pissed at Trump. I think he was kind of forced out, but also there's a little bit more. Axios reporter Mark Caputo has spoken to two people who are in frequent communication with both Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and he says that Musk is just really upset with Trump. This is why he's bashing Trump's big, beautiful bill, telling every American voter to vote out of office anybody that votes for the bill. And that's a lot of people. That'd be Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, if she's thrown out of office, I hope they find somebody else to replace her so we can have somebody to make fun of. Anyway, it's Elon Musk is upset because Donald Trump refused to run air traffic control, the systems through Elon Musk's satellite internet company, Starlink. It's also about Trump's decision to withdraw from nominating a Musk ally to serve as the NASA administrator, and it's the tax credit for electric vehicles being cut in the bill that was a blow to Musk's company, Tesla. So he's upset about those things. Also upset that he was serving in this position and he wasn't going to continue. But Elon Musk has reasons to be upset with Donald Trump. Donald Trump made an enemy of somebody who has really, really turned on him. All right. So look, what's going on right now? It's June 4th. This is the beginning of Gay Pride Month. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. We will be back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I love Avril Lavigne. I thought she was so cute. Oh, she's still very, very cute. On this day in 2002, on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, at the age of 17, Avril Lavigne released her debut album, Let Go. It included Skater Boy, I'm With You, and this song. I love the way she talked. On your fancy clothes. Your clothes. She was from Canada, eh? I took a picture with her backstage, and she's like a tiny girl. I think I left that picture with my last relationship. I lost a lot of pictures over the years.
I watched this music video quite recently because you know, I used to watch music videos time to pass the time. This music video is such like a frozen moment in time of what adults thought, teenagers thought was fun in 2000 or what is it?
2001. 2002.
Let me tell you, I was 18 in 2002, and we weren't running around the mall causing chaos, you know, chasing cops around. Give me a break.
Well,
man.
But Avril Lavigne's image was that, you know, pop punk. You know, she was like the alternative to the manufactured Britney Spears. She was like the shred Betty. She was like the, you know, the skater girl and the snowboard girl. And, you know, I thought she was adorable.
Yeah, she's. I mean, this is what Capitol Records. They're like, how do we combine Sum 41 and Britney Spears? I got it. Get that Canadian girl on the front. Give her a tie. Give her a tie and a skateboard.
Oh, give her a tie and she wears the tie. She wears the tie with the t-shirt, just you know, underneath the vest.
Made $1 million off that.
Yeah, where you wear the t-shirt, the tie, and then you put the shirt on top of that.
That's the look, Avril.
That was the look. And the raccoon eyes. With the dark makeup. Raccoon eyes.
Big time makeup.
Yeah. I like the way you wear your clothes, in your fancy clothes. That's the way she would talk.
You
in her clothes.
Somebody. You know, some of the other songs on that album are pretty catchy. You know, Skater Boy?
Yeah, I love Skater Boy.
Skater Boy is great because it's got a twist. It's got a game to it. You know, like a lot of country music songs, like kind of tell a story.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of twist or like a bit, an element in there that you kind of like 3/4 of the way through your song, you're like, that's what it's about.
Oh, come on. Let's sample Skater Boy.
Play Skater Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was spelled, the title of the song is spelled SK8ERBOI, Skater Boy. It's a boy in fancy clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's where the flip comes, where you realize that the song is about her.
A boy.
I'm just a girl. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she wore the baggy pants.
Oh, yeah.
Baggy shirt. Yeah.
Nobody was dressing like that in my high school. Yeah. I don't know.
I saw people dress like that. Then the song "I'm With You" was a ballad.
All right.
Very nice. This was a nice song from. This was the other third hit from her debut album.
Now let me. I really relate to this because in Colorado, when I go back there for Christmas, and I'm like walking through my little hometown, it's snowing, it's nighttime, and it's dark, and it can be kind of lonely.
I love that.
This song is always like in my head.
And, really?
Yeah. Isn't anyone trying to find me?
Wow. Yeah, I can see the imagery of that.
It's a powerful song.
Now, you know, I was walking down the mall, which is the main street. It's just pedestrian in downtown Denver. There's just buses and pedestrian traffic. Yeah, there's no cars. And I'm walking down there at night, and it was snowing. And the song that was in my mind, that I sing in my mind when I was walking down that street, was "It's My Life" by John Bon Jovi.
Oh, you love "It's My Life."
I love that
song.
That is a great
song. What a rare, like, kind of late career.
Yeah,
mega hit. You know what year? That couldn't have been much later than.
No, I'm going to say that might have been close to. That would no, it probably been 2004. I'm guessing 2004.
"It's My Life" Bon Jovi.
Maybe 2003.
Off their 2000 album.
Wow.
Crush.
Yeah. In fact, let's play that going to break because it was on this day in 2000 that Bon Jovi released Crush. No, not released it.
What?
On this day in 2000, Bon Jovi's Crush was number one on the UK charts.
Uh-huh. We'll go to break with "It's My Life."
Yeah. I mean, just a great song. And you know what? It's in the face of all the criticism that I get, and, you know, use me as an example. This is also about the criticism that you get. It's your life. You lead your life. And when I say that, you know, regardless of the criticism, I'm not changing. If you get criticism, don't you change either. You listen to that voice inside of you that tells you who you are and who you should be. And not everybody has the courage to follow that voice. I do, and you do too. So you follow that voice. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to get criticism. But you know what? If you don't get criticism, you're not doing something right. In fact, a lot of the criticism is based on jealousy. A lot of the criticism is based on people who are jealous because you have the courage to be free and to be yourself. And man, that is just a message that I have carried with me my entire life. And I'm not leaving that message at all. All right. Let's get to a break here. All right. Let's get to a break. I also want to hear this song. Later hit for John Bon Jovi. Awesome song, "It's My Life." Listen to some of the lyrics. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And a reference to Frankie from "Living on a Prayer." Frankie said he did it my way.
Cool.
I'm Scoot on the air. Do it your way. We'll be back on WWL. All right, we are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Hey, we never got to that topic about Taylor Swift being a cat person. She had a cat in a recent video that went viral while she was celebrating getting all of her music back. So we'll talk about cat person, dog person. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. I think there are more cat people who understand dog people than dog people who understand cat people. But you're going to be surprised at some of the people who are cat people. I mean, I love dogs, but I'm a cat person. All right, we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. Sports Talk is coming up next, and Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller will be joined by Saints Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, and they'll be talking about the Saints. All right, we had a great show today, a lot of stuff going on, and if you have been worried about chemtrails, leave this show today, and don't worry anymore. Relieve yourself of being concerned about chemtrails. They're harmless contrails, despite what people might tell you. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. Join me on new on Substack, Scoot on the Air. Substack, go to Substack.com. Doing a lot of stuff there, also Facebook and Instagram. And hey, have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.